Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dual Screens Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Fontana, and with me, as always, he's the partner in crime. He's in that other box. He's Andy Asimakis. How are you, Andy?
I feel good.
This is a good one.
It's
I'm excited for this.
It's a good one.
Uh-oh. My phone is... That's my work phone. That's the work phone.
Great start.
That's the work phone. Hold on. That one I have to remember to do. It's okay. It's okay. We did it. We did it. All right. Professionalism. Huzzah. With us this week is Bob Macon of Sock Monkey Studios, developer of Fish Tanks, a hectic arena shooter where you're sure to feel like a fish out of water because, well, you're a fish in a tank. Bob, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited. I was playing the game a little bit before. Very cute, a lot of fun. Hectic is definitely a word that I would use to describe what just happened on my screen. But for those of you like Bob who are new here to the Dual Screens Podcast, you are listening to the world's number one indie developer interview podcast on the entire planet, probably. Everyone in the gaming industry, be it a programmer, an artist, a voice actor, everyone has a story to tell, and we want to be their platform to do so. The Dual Screens Podcast posts each and every Friday for your listening pleasure on your podcast service of choice and in video form on youtube.com/DualScreensTV. That's D-U-E-L Screens TV. And if you like what you hear on this show, you might like our other show on this very same network, which is called Dual Screens Crossplay Podcast, a video game news show where we just yell at each other about, well, who knows? I think this past week might have been anime boobies. I think that happened at one point.
Pretty sure that happened. Most weeks.
It's a fun show. So go and check that out. That posts every Tuesday and then goes up as a video on demand on Wednesday nights. And of course, you can watch it live. We record that show live on twitch.tv/dualscreensstreams every single Tuesday night at 9 p.m. So please, go do that. Watch us. It's a lot of fun. And if you want to support us with your hard-earned cash, we have a brand new revamped Patreon. All you have to go to is patreon.com/NDS podcast, just like our two Patreon producers, Colton the Apprentice Nestler and FNH Paul. Now, let's dive right into the show with the lead-off question. Andy, take it away.
This one came really easy.
Mm.
Surprisingly. It's a simple question. It's also,
a baby
I
can
think,
answer it.
The most important question of right. the podcast. Mm-hmm. So the bar set high. Beyonce. Bob.
Yes.
Do you like fish sticks?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Good Lord.
Then he's a gay fish.
You said that very quickly. I think that might have been a misleading question, Andy. I feel like you're fishing
very clear.
A headline here.
I was very clear with my question, mm-hmm. Stephen.
Yeah, I stand by my answer.
I believe that joke may have sank, my friend.
Oh, we're going the puns.
That one does not have fins, as they say.
This has been my life for the past 18 months.
You know why we figured, and that's why we go hard on this one, because we feel like you're going to have the best ones, right?
Let's jump the shark entirely.
The show's already gone overboard. All right. So for those who don't know what Fish Tanks is, why don't you give the little elevator pitch to our listeners? We'll start there.
So Fish Tanks is a manic arena shooter where you're a fish in a tank. Mm-hmm. And we just... basically, we just tried to make a fun game where, you know, we were being daft and we were having fun with it, and we came up with it, and we were just like, do you know what? This is local arena shooter. You fish in tanks, you blow each other up, loads of power-ups, you collect starfish as you do it, and that's how you win. You've got to collect more starfish than the other team. And it just kind of like grew from there and expanded into what it is today. You just blow each other up. I mean, there's not much more you can explain, really. You're a fish in a tank.
No, I mean, yeah, it's a simple arcade game where 2v2, and you just kind of roll around and you shoot each other and you collect stuff. And it's really just, it's really as simple as that. And, you know, they're specifically in, you know, the indie game scene, you're seeing a lot of these kind of, I don't want to say like these exact games, but you're seeing a lot of that couch co-op or couch competitive, or like you're seeing all that kind of in a bit of a resurgence lately. And it's a lot of fun. And you know, I played it for, I mean, I think we were able to get codes thanks to your team very recently. So I played it for a little bit, and it's a lot of fun. It's pretty simple. How did you guys start building this thing? Like, where did this come from? Was it just like, and don't take this the wrong way, it seems like a kind of like a game jam situation that kind of like then became a thing. Because we get a lot of guests like that, where like they had this idea for this one thing, and then everything kind of got built on top of it.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it seems like.
Kind of, it was. So we were asked to do we were looking to do our own. So it's our first own IP. We've done a lot of work for Hire stuff and projects for other teams, and we wanted to reinvest some of the money we'd earned into making our own IP, and we. Thinking low budget, arcadey style title. Someone came with the idea of doing a tank game. And then our designer just read really quiet and just was like, what about if it was a fish tank? And we're like, no, no. And then all day, it might have even been a week. I think it was a day, but all day is just like, oh yeah, but what if it was fishing tanks? What if it was a fish tank? We're like, no, no. Anyway, by the end of the day, I had the whole team on it. And I was just like, oh, fine, whatever. Just do it. Just shut up and go make it. So we made it, and he drew the little fish in the tank, and we were just like, "Oh shit, this is really good." And it just kind of like grew from there.
You know what happened there?
What?
You took the bait, and he hooked you.
Yeah.
Oh
exactly.
No!
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, reeled me in. No. He reeled me in.
Reeled you in. Very nice.
Yeah. Joey, we just wouldn't shut up about it. So he does a whole down. And and then, you know, the pun started flying, and we were like, oh man, this is,
yep,
you know, sometimes things are a little bit corny, but sometimes they work, and, sure. And it just worked. And then we made the demos, and we drew the characters, and we started putting things together. And then one day you sat there, we were play testing it, and we just were like, this works, this is fun. So
go ahead, Andy. I could feel.
No, it. I was gonna say I can imagine him like laying in bed at 2 a.m. with the voice. Like, but what if it's fish in tanks?
What
like,
is
it's like, no, that's just no. That's, no. How could that work? And it's just slowly gnawing away at your soul.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean,
I was a broken man.
just think about like the most famous, popular games of like all of our childhoods or like adolescence. Like, what do you think the conversation was like? For Super Mario. Oh, he's an Italian plumber. There's pipes and mushrooms. Like, that's just as absurd as fish in tanks. But it worked. And it here we are 35 years later, still playing about as an Italian plumber going down pipes, stomping on mushroom people.
I'd be happy if we could replicate the success of Super Mario fish tanks.
The time will tell. All right.
Will tell.
All right, Bob, let's not get carried away. Time will tell. I mean, there's room there. There's room there. You know, you should have got in with the Wii U. You probably would have got a nice Wii U port at some point. That would you would have been able to get in there.
Who is building these tanks for these fish?
Funny you should say that, because we kind of...
what's the lore like for this game?
Well, right. So there was a lore. There was this really quite dark story.
Of course
there was. Which we put a stop to. It was all very post-apocalyptic. You know, the fish were trying to battle over the water, and it didn't... And I was sat there, and I was like, this doesn't fit. I give you fish tanks, but this is not... Like, it doesn't fit with the cuteness of the game.
I have my limits.
It got political. It really did. And so we were like, no. But there is... We've just done the tutorial level, and... So when you roll around and you get your starfish, you take them back to your base, and the base opens up, starfish go down. And then we were sat there and we're like, where do they go? So we've made the tutorial level be inside the base, and you can see all the little fish tanks floating around, and all the little fish in the aquariums in the background, and all the little starfish in bags. But then there's another base inside the base. When you bank your starfish in there, it goes down again. And we were just like, oh, where's that? Even though we just made it, we were like, where's that base go to? So who knows?
I like to think that this is what happens at the aquarium after dark. That's what I like to think. It's like, all right, guys, lights out. It was a great show. They close up, the janitor's sweeping up, the shutter comes down, and then they're like, it's time to go. And they get out their friggin' tanks and they just start shooting the shit out of each other.
We all hate each other, really.
Where are we meeting? No, we gotta go underneath over here.
No one cares about the fish at an aquarium. It's about the sharks and the seals and the larger things.
Well, I picked the shark first, of course. Like that was the first character I chose. And then I went with the clam guy because the clam guy looks really cute. Like really, really cute. Hey, you got Andy for our audio listeners. I just want to say, Andy, that's a very nice sweater. I really like that blue shell. Very nice. Very nice. Sorry, it's the first time I'm seeing that.
10 years ago, I feel
very nice. Very nice. Very old. So and the shells, you know, seashells. Yeah. See, that's where we can get back on track here. Yeah. All right. So like, what are you guys up to now with the game? Like, it's kind of like. Got its own little life of its own at this point. Like, what's your plans?
Yeah, so we had it out. It's coming to what's it called? Early access on Steam in April, first week of April, I believe. That's what we're aiming for. So fingers crossed. But we've got it out in early April on Steam Early Access. We are launching with about 4 arenas and 10 characters and 7 weapons and. We're kind of working on more now so that once we launch, we can just keep adding more content to it. Mm-hmm. Been talking to a few other studios, talking about getting their characters in, which is pretty cool. So we can get some like other types of indie characters into the fish tanks.
Oh, really cool. Friends. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Can't announce any of them yet, but yeah, that's what we're aiming for. That came out. We started thinking about what other fish characters are out there in the video games world. And James Pond. Echo the Dolphin.
Oh, my God, James Pond. Echo
the and then Dolphin. We're like...
Has to be a thing.
That's it, I think. So...
the Octodad?
Of course. Yeah. I never even thought of Octodad.
The shark from Maneater. That could be a thing.
Good Lord.
It has a name.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
Baby
love
Shark. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm sure Pink Fong is ready to go. That's I'm sure you could get Pink Fong in there. Right. Imagine that they'd be like, that would be $10 million. Yeah. Okay.
No, exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah,
sure, you would have to rebrand the whole game like Pink Fong's Baby Shark
Baby
Tanks
Shark presents. So we've just got loads of content coming out. We've got new modes planned and everything. So that should be coming out in first week of April. We did want to have it out now, but we were making a couch co-op game and then. The pandemic kind of screwed that over because you can't go around your mate's house and play anymore.
Right.
So, you can't in the UK anyway. We're all in full lockdown, can't leave the house. So we had to add online. So we're working on that now. It should be out in April. Pretty excited about that.
I want to talk about that a little bit. So you're changing what the DNA of the game is because of the situation that the world is in right now. Can you talk about those conversations? Like, what did, was that?
Yeah.
Was that an easy decision to make?
We didn't have a choice, really, because it was.
Right.
So we were taking it to GDC last year. We were on a stand. We had it on three parties on the nights at different events and stuff. And we were ready to go. And then obviously that got shut down. So it kind of destroyed our entire marketing plan. So we probably would have had it out. Our original plan was like. October, September last year.
Sure.
And then we got to that point. We kind of slowed down production on it because we were like, well, what do we do? You know, we're making a couch co-op. As I said, no one could go around each other's houses. Had to rethink about adding in online because we're a self-sufficient indie studio. There's 30 of us, but we don't have endless amounts of money to just pump into our own stuff. So we'd spent the budget and then all of a sudden, we've got this black hole of online multiplayer we've got to do, and it's not easy.
No.
Especially when you haven't planned for it. So we had to go back. We had to change a lot of the code in the back end to get it working. A lot of it was physics-based, and we had to think about that. Because before, we were like, just going to play on one system. Doesn't matter about the physics and how it lines up on each other's. We don't have to worry about that. So we've had to change a lot of the back end stuff. It might look similar when you play it compared to the old version, but it's all the code in the back end. So we just had to go for it. We didn't have a choice. We could have released it, but we just thought, who's going to buy a multiplayer game that you can only play by yourself?
we've gotten into that. Like there was a game, and their solution was the Steam share, what is it? The share play, or I forget what it's called.
Remote play. Yeah.
Yeah. They're remote play. Yeah. That was one of the solutions that Bacon Switch. Was that who did that, Andy?
I think that was one of the few that had that route.
It was interesting, like, to see that. And it's not a perfect solution. So I'm glad you guys kind of went that route, but like, did you have experience doing that? Was that something that you just had to learn on the fly?
Luckily we've done some multiplayer games for other people, and we've got some of our staff have worked on got a guy who worked on Gang Beasts and stuff. So it worked out quite, it was a bit of luck and a bit of us having talented people in the studio. So when it comes out, it won't have online, just because it takes a lot of time, and we're trying to fund this ourselves and, you know, in between other projects. So it'll come out with remote play, which it works really well, actually. I've never used it before until we tried it. Mm-hmm. I was quite amazed. It's such a simple solution. But yeah, that's something that we're adding in. And then, again, the idea was to do all the ports and get it on all consoles and stuff. But that kind of, like, doing the online meant doing it for four different systems as well. So that'll come further down the line. But for now, we're just focusing on PC, getting it out. We just want people to have fun. That's the other thing. We're sat on it. The game's almost finished. And we're like, you know, there's another few months before we finished online. But we need the world to know about fish tanks. We need to put a smile on people's faces and get it out there.
Oh, yes. Talk about some of the game's outrageous weapons they got in there, because I think that's one of the biggest hooks of the game. And yeah, that was not intentional. Or maybe it was, I'm not sure.
So we've got, let me think, my favorite one is the rubber duck bomb. And it's not that outrageous. It blows up and then it shots out loads of little rubber ducks.
Yeah.
But they quack. So as you one blows up, it quacks three times, and then there's three more that come out and they quack three times. So you just get all these quacks, but it's best when you get four people with rubber ducks who set them off at the same time. It's just it's quackageddon. We've got a clone. My favorite weapon is the what's it called? It's the copycat. And basically it creates three individual copies of you who then just spread out. So all of a sudden you go from one tank to four, and so people don't know who you are. So you're off collecting starfish. If you get really good at it, you can copy their AI patterns, because they like dart around a little bit and then they'll stop and turn around. And if you watch them, you can blend in. And again, it's really good when you get all four players have that, and you just set it off and the 16 tanks running around, you don't know who's who.
That's awesome. It's dastardly. I love that.
It's really cool, yeah. What else have we got? There's health. Health is a good one. Classic. There's a tornado that's going in that's not quite finished yet, because it just destroyed everything. It kind of like sucks everything in towards you and spins you around, throws you out. There's all sorts, really. There's more now that we're coming towards the end of production, that we're coming up with better ideas, and we're like, and this is another reason we wanted to go into early access, because we're coming up with these better ideas now that we don't have time to fit in for launch. But we're like, but you know, it wouldn't take that long to add in. Mm. So you know, they'll be going into the game further down the line.
But I have a free one for you. Copycat mm-hmm. fish. So that one's free. You could write that one down.
I think that's what it's called.
There you go. Boom. Done. Because you said copycat, I was going by what you were saying.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. But I mean, I feel like that's low hang idea. Low hanging chum, as
that
it were.
Is yeah. That is the lowest of the low.
Listen, it was there, and I had to go for it, Andy.
You had to. One of us had to. And I'm glad it was you.
I'm glad it was me too.
Now, do the game's different characters offer advantages or unique skills, or they're just the weapons are the real meat?
The weapons, the tanks do. So you can choose different tanks. We played around with the characters, and then we had them in the tanks with different abilities, and it got a bit crazy. So it was a lot of effort to do it, and it didn't quite work. Having a character has skills, and then the tank has skills, and then you pick up the, it just got messy. So we took them out, because the characters are quite fun to play around with anyway, because you can, when you die, you roll around with them. What we have added literally last week, we increased the, right, I'll tell you a little story. My wife's a university lecturer. Obviously we're in lockdown. She's sat on the desk next to me doing a lecture. I'm on a call, and I say, we have to increase the fish floppiness. We've just got to turn the fish floppiness to the max. She starts like going, oh, shut up. Because I didn't realize she's doing a lecture and I'm sat there going, yeah, increase the fish floppiness. And she's trying to teach marketing and stuff. And all the students are like, what the hell's going on? So yeah, we made the fish really floppy. So when you roll around, they're flopping around. So they're quite good fun to just mess around with them. But yeah, so the tanks have abilities, like different powers. So you've got different health, damage and speeds. So you can play around with them. But there's a ton of tanks. We set off making about 10, I think. We thought that would be a good amount to put in the game. And our artist, Emily, is just I don't know how to describe it. It's like she's on, we should get her drugs tested, right? Because we say to her, here's the 10 tanks. You've got a month. And then 2 days later, she's like, okay, I'm done. He's like, wait, what? Oh, now what? Now what do we do? So we made a load more tanks. And again, that's more content that we're going to put in for an early access and do different tanks for different things. So yeah, we've got a system where we can make things quite quickly and add them into the game, which is cool. Something I should point out, this is because I don't think you guys will know this, but a few months ago, there was a UK games quiz, right? It was a quiz online. And one of the prizes was a whale, right?
A literal whale?
Like a whale. Well, I didn't know. It just said, oh, you can win a whale. So I was like, and I said,
that could okay. be like a lot of things, though.
I feel like, so, yeah.
So we said, we were joking around. We were like, oh, we should win that quiz and win the whale and then put it in fish tanks. We were like, yeah, that would be funny as. And then we went, that would be funny, wouldn't it? So we went in the quiz and somehow I won it. And they said, which prize do you want to pick? I was like, the whale. So we won a whale and I didn't know what it was. I was planning on keeping it in the dock outside the office, but apparently you don't get it. It's just a sponsorship, which is, you know, slightly disappointing, but still it's pretty cool. So we won a whale through a spot.
This is like the Simpsons. I want my whale, damn it.
My whale. There's going to be some Ace Ventura shit stealing a whale out of the aquarium very soon. I can see it coming.
so we won the whale and it was from the Whale Dolphin Conservation Charity, the WDC. And they contacted us and like, congrats on winning your whale. Pick a whale. So we it's not funny. It's a serious charity. We picked a whale called Samoom. She's a killer whale. She lives in Vancouver. And I thought Vancouver, there's XDSs out there, so I might go visit her one day. So anyway, and then we talked to the WGC and they say, hey, we do a lot of stuff in games and we do Humble Bundles and we do stuff with Sega. Do you want to do a thing? And we were like, oh, we were joking that we should, but if you want to. So we've partnered with WDC to release a whale pack as some secret characters. And it's going to be a charity pack for a few dollars as DLC. We're adding their whales into the game.
The fact that it is so perfect and serendipitous is what makes it so funny.
It's magical. It's just totally bizarre.
I have to ask, what was the quiz? What were the questions like?
It was a video game quiz.
Oh, yeah.
It was a video game quiz. So, I mean, it was the video games industry. So it was, there was about 100 people on it and it was fastest finger first. And I took it very seriously.
Well, you wanted that fucking whale.
You know,
and so we've got a space whale in it. We've got a cow whale. We've got a panda killer whale. It's really cool.
God, that's fantastic.
So that's coming as well. But it was just a weird thing that we won this whale, thought it was funny, and then the whale people were like, yes, no, let's do this.
The whale,
and it's a really good charity. I shouldn't say that. They're going to tell me.
No. I just can't get past it. You're like, yeah, WDC, like it's a regular thing to say.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's,
oh yeah.
Yeah. But whale people. It's great.
Whales are fantastic and they're frightening.
Yeah. Oh,
the size of those things,
huge.
Man.
They freak me out.
Goodness.
Majestic. But
can you imagine something like that on land? Like that's what I try and picture. I'm like,
that's what monsters look like.
That's dinosaurs. That's what they are. Right. They're dinosaurs. Yeah. Like you look at pretty a giant freaking blue whale and you're like, oh, that's the size of the Titanic.
Could you imagine being in the sea and then you put your goggles on and you go for a swim and you look down and there's just that.
It's just
a massive, you couldn't even see below it because it's so big. It freaked me out. The sea really freaks me out. This is a great game.
This is great. This is therapy for me. This is therapy for you, I guess.
Okay. Steam of collaborations. Free Willy. It's been a long time.
There you go.
Free Willy.
I'm sure Paramount's dying to use Free Willy right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that could come real cheap.
Oh, look, this game, when I look at it, has that PS1 kind of magic going on where you can't put it in a box super neatly. It has that zaniness, that quirkiness that a lot of old school games had that you can't find nowadays.
That's what we tried to do. We did set out. So as soon as they started doing this storyline about the politics of the ocean and all this stuff, I was like, the game's called Fish Tanks. We can't release it with this storyline.
Animal Farm with gills.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of almost was. And then it was just like, we're not serious people at Salt Monkey. We enjoy life. We enjoy games. We, you know, we have fun. We're like, if we're going to make this game for 18 months, we need to enjoy it. It needs to be fun. People need to go out there and we're trying to make it as silly as possible. And I think we're there and the stuff we've got in the pipeline, the other levels, the other characters and stuff. I mean, like I say, we've got a space whale. We've got a space whale that's sponsored by WDC, a global charity. It's like, this has got totally out of control from like 10 of us messing around in the northeast of England on this game. So yeah, and that's exactly what it is. It's that thing of going back to in the 90s when I used to sit around on my N64 and my PlayStation playing GoldenEye and all those games with my mates. It's that exact type of thing we wanted to capture. The timing was right. You had games like Overcooked come out, or you could just sit on your couch with your mates, and it seemed to be a big thing. Again, the COVID's kind of screwed that, but still. It's that thing that we're trying to capture and just that zaniness of it all.
How do you
just want it to be silly?
How do you market something like that now? Because I feel
I've got no idea.
You know what I mean? Like
that's what I will tell you in a few months if it works. If it sells well.
Yeah, it's just so, like when I think about it, it is a no-brainer for me because nostalgia is such a powerful emotion right now. People in their 30s and early 40s who grew up playing these games in their adolescence. Yeah. But when I'm playing Fish Tanks, I'm like, kids should be playing this, but they're not the ones that are going to have a Steam account and are going to be buying this for themselves. So like there's kind of that balance there. You have to figure out a way to get the parents who are in their late 30s, early 40s to say, this is something that my kids will like. And that's a very fine line. What have the discussions been like with the team, whoever's handling the marketing and stuff like that, because you're almost there, April's almost around the corner. So like, what's your plan for that?
Yeah. 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 We'll be doing, all sorts really. We're obviously doing this podcast. We're doing, got things ready to go in loot boxes and all sorts. Cause again, it's really hard because it's a new world. So our original plan was hit all the shows, take it to different, because when we've taken it to shows previously, we've always had a queue, and there was another, a really big, I won't say what it was, but a really big similar multiplayer party game, and they were opposite us and they were so pissed off because we had a big queue and they didn't. And I think because the game looks so nice that people are attracted to it, to watch it, and the music's really like honky-tonk piano, just crazy cool. It really sells itself when you play it, which is quite a challenge to do in a digital world where you can't show people it very easily. We've got things in the pipeline. Another reason to do early access, to be honest, because there's aspect, I'll put my hands up, there's some things we just don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Sure.
There's all sorts of things that we're trying to do that we'll just do over the next few months. But you are totally correct in that this is a challenge. But again, it's kind of like, well, we could wait until the shows come back and do it as we'd originally planned. Mm-hmm. But that, who knows when that's going to be.
Right. And right. and because you plan on supporting the game long term anyway, when these mm-hmm. things do come back, you'll have a, you know, you'll have a better product and you're going to continue to grow on that product. So it really won't hurt you to
in theory
show that way. Yeah. In theory.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. And it is because if you think, you know, let's say in six months times, we might have, if the plan goes well, we'll have practically doubled the size of the game or the content that's in the game. So right. Yeah, exactly. It'll be a much better game for it, at which point we can be even more aggressive. We've got like an 18-month plan now post-launch of content and things going on. You know, we've got a competition to win I can't remember what it was to win. It was a custom-designed controller. And we're looking at consoles as well, or a PC rig or something. There's a really talented artist called, he used to be called Xbox Pope. He's now called Pope Art. And I followed him for the last year. He's amazing work. He's doing work with 2K and he's doing work with Nintendo and all sorts.
Oh, wow.
And we went on his website and he lived down the road.
Wow.
Like, what?
Well, you know, it's going to go for some morning air and walk past his house.
Throw rocks at his window.
Right. He lived in the next town. So we emailed him. We're like, hey.
Borrow some sugar.
Hey, Xbox Pope, do you want to collaborate? And it was just like, oh, yeah, all right. So, Pope Art, he's just changed his name last week. We've got a thing going with him where we're going to design some custom made controllers and stuff and give them away on our Facebooks and Twitters and stuff. So there's all sorts and plushies and all sorts, which we're trying to do, but it's that difficulty. I tell you what's really difficult is this plan of doing merch and getting it around to people, giving it out. We're now stuck with like 3,000 fish tanks, t-shirts, which if we want to send it to people, it's going to cost us postage and you don't take that into account. So then all of a sudden the postage is through the roof.
Uh-huh.
I'm just moaning about
what if you partnered with those pet food delivery places and like send them like 50 t-shirts and just be and you know or whatever and just be like put these in boxes, just give them to people, we like or just send them to people. Yeah,
SeaWorld.
Yeah, SeaWorld.
Don't think
good
WDC
Lord.
would appreciate.
Yeah, SeaWorld is not SeaWorld. Not very yeah that. Listen, let's not listen. Do that.
I would for the joke of it all. It's like, oh, serious? Yes. Put these in your booth, sir.
But we have talked about getting into fish pet food, but then we're like, is that a bit niche? I don't know.
I mean,
fish pet food delivery services.
Listen, Bob, the world's your oyster, man.
Literally, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Goodness. I mean, you would think a game about fish in literal tanks, water in the tank, and they're fighting on land. That's like the ultimate pitch. That should sell the game.
Yeah.
Just on the face value alone. Yeah. You know.
Before we decided to go self-publish, we did talk to a few publishers and we said a game about fish tanks. And they sat there and you can see them there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they play it and they're like, oh, they're in tanks. And I don't know how many times we've had that conversation. So,
Okay. Did you think this was a fish raising simulator? Like, what did you think this was going to be?
Okay.
Oh my God, Bob, it just came to me. Oh my God. What if you do have a fish sim thing where you take care of the fish during the day and then you go battle during the night, like a Pokemon game? Look at this.
That's quite good, actually.
Look at this.
That's quite good.
We've done it. Companion app. We've done it. A companion app.
You can make a little the Poke Walker. You got carton gold. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can make a tiny little one of them to attach to your pet fish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you
the
just.
He swims. The
you just, we'll just weigh him down. That's it. We're, and then Pete is going to be on your ass.
Well, you know, it's art in it. You've got to sacrifice things to see that.
Small print. Many, many, many goldfish were harmed in the making of this product.
Have you guys thought about maybe like going the Game Pass route when it comes to the consoles, or maybe a PlayStation Plus deal to get it?
Yeah, yeah.
Eyes on it once it launches.
I'd love to. I think that's a bit easier said than done, really. But yeah, right. No, we'd love to do that. We'd love to do that. It would be, I think it's a perfect game for PS Plus or something like that. Mm. And that's something we're going to be investigating in a few months once the once it's out of early access. That's kind of like what we're waiting for now.
Right.
So, yeah, it all comes back to the fact that we tried to do this as a smaller budget title by ourselves, and then it kind of like grew out of control. And there's just so many ideas, and people really like it. So we're like, you know what? Sod it. Let's just do it. Let's just make the game. Release it now. Keep adding to it. And then when it's full, we'll just get out there. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it.
So let's talk a little bit about your team. Cause you know, you mentioned a few members. How big is the team? When did you guys get together? How did this all start?
There's 32 of us. We started 8 years ago last Thursday. So
wow, congratulations.
Thank
congratulations.
You. Eighth birthday. Thank you. It was our eighth birthday last Thursday. Me and my friend Darren, who was my colleague, were at Team 17 at the time. And we used
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense.
I see it now.
Yeah, that's in your DNA, man. That's in your DNA for sure.
It's all clicked.
Uh-huh. There you go. So, yeah, we were there. We actually worked for another studio in Teesside in Middlesbrough, where we are now, which is in the northeast of England. And it got bought out by Team 17. So we used to commute there and back every day, sure. Which was like a 3-hour trip all around.
Wow.
And we did it for 18 months and we really enjoyed our time there. But it's that thing where we worked on Worms games and then the next game was going to be a Worms game. And we thought, you know what? I want to do something a bit different. And we made a joke that we should start our own studio because you're in a car for 3 hours a day. You get a bit delirious. Oh, we should start our own studio. And then my girlfriend said, oh, you should call it Sock Monkey because I had a sock monkey. And then I drew the logo on the back of a receipt from a supermarket. And then we're like, yeah, this will be great. And then there was pitching for some funding from our local town. So we applied and we got it. And then we were like, oh, shit, we have to do this now.
Yep, so you're stuck now.
We did it and we thought it would last 6 months. And then 8 years later, we're still here. But yeah, we've done all sorts. We've a lot of ports recently, a lot of co-development with like smaller parts of bigger teams, like Prison Architect. Done
fantastic game.
Yeah, we've done a lot of that. Been on that about 2.5 years now. Done a lot of the DLC. We did the Switch port.
So you have experience with porting to different hardware.
Oh, yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. We've done about 7 Switch games, I think.
Awesome.
We've done a load of PS4 and Xbox games. We've done all sorts. Mainly console stuff. We did do some mobile. There was a period in the a few years ago, everyone just went mobile.
The Dark Ages, yes, we called it the Dark Ages.
I didn't want to say that, but
I don't
want
to talk about those times.
Yeah,
no. We did a few mobile games, some really big stuff actually. Did some stuff with Team 17, because obviously we knew those guys well.
Oh, so you still have a great relationship with Team 17?
Oh yeah,
and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Sega, Disney, Tiny Build. All sorts. So yeah, we've got a good experienced team. We're just, again, it's like a thing of, oh, this will last 6 months and then we'll go get a proper job. And 8 years later, there's 32 of us. And every month I have to pay everyone. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing? This is so scary.
I love how your entire company came together like this game did. Like, what if we just did this?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And you know, if it's worked for 8 years and that's how you go about your business and your success, I think Fish Tanks is going to follow suit with that.
I hope so.
It's easy working out for you guys pretty well.
Yeah, it's totally. We take things too far with jokes like, hey, let's win a whale.
I want to go back to that because
it's still in here.
What?
Like, it's gonna be 6 months from now. I'll be like,
in all seriousness, though,
whale.
Like, what if it wasn't adopting a whale? Like, what if it wasn't metaphorically adopting a whale? Like, did you seriously think, what the fuck am I gonna do with a whale?
It's like giving a whale a death sentence.
It's I would have had to just take it upon myself. I would have said, hey, listen, to my wife would be like, Rach, got a whale. Got to, Get your shovel. We're going to dig a pond. Yeah.
this is our life now. I mean, not all whales are gigantic. I guess there could be some sort of whale you could have adopted, and I don't think they would have appreciated it being in a tank.
Pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah. Just incredible. The pedigree's there, man. As soon as the game started up, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I see what we're doing here. You got it. You got the charm. You got the pedigree. You got all that. So kudos
He's
to you guys, man.
The magic.
The magic is happening.
Magic.
It's making magic.
That's it. Hopefully. Hopefully.
It's
that
there.
That type of thing. It's just, yeah.
All right. It's time. Do you have any final questions, Andy, before we go into rapid fire?
Oh, no. I think I'll go into a thing about the whale again. So it's just too much. There's a lot about that I want to get into, but.
Okay.
It's going to get deep.
All right. I should say we're laughing about WDC, but they're a fantastic charity.
I'm not laughing about them at WDC. I am brilliant.
It's just that like matter of factness of how you said, like, yeah, that's an everyday thing that.
Yeah.
Bring and we won a whale. We won a whale.
Like, that sounds like the plot to a South Park episode. Like, yeah. Stan does, or yeah. Stan's dad, or does like a contest. Randy does a contest to win a whale. He thinks he's adopting a whale. Everything's great. And then they show up with this giant truck and with a whale in like this tank of water, and it takes over and starts rotting. And then all the townspeople wanted to get rid of the whale, but he can't get rid of the whale. Like, that's what this sounds
like
to me.
Didn't they have that? They had a whale that they stole from the sea parks, and it went on the moon.
Yes. Yes. Yes, they did do that. Yes, they did do that. And it's just sitting there rotting on the moon. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
God.
That's my life.
If there's any doubt,
yeah.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone have thought of it first, or The Simpsons. Simpsons did it. All right. It is time now to get into the rapid fire segment here, and we're going to start off with one of our easy ones, one of the ones we like to give, one of the ones that you probably heard if you listened to the show before. Flight or invisibility?
As much fun as invisibility would be, I think you'd get hit by a truck or a car. Like, you just die. I think you just die straight away, so it's got to be flight. It's got to be flight. Mm-hmm. Plus you'd save a fortune on petrol, wouldn't you?
There you go.
It's got to be flight. Yeah, flight. Final answer, of flight.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that.
No question, yes.
No question.
What's the dumbest way you've injured yourself?
Oh, God. Who have you been talking to? Okay, so there's a list. We went on a camping trip to Wales with schools, and we set up our tent, and then I kicked the ball, put my foot in a rabbit hole, and tore my cruciate ligament. Oh. I went to see the Stereophonics live. I was right at the front, and I got my leg stuck in the railing, and the crowd went one way, and I didn't, and I tore my cruciate ligament, same one. I got arrested then, because I climbed over the thing, because I was in pain, and they arrested me, and I passed out and woke up in hospital in like plastic handcuffs.
Wow.
I've broken my spine playing football with my mates, or soccer, diving on my head. What else have I done? I've got a list of, I broke my hip 2 years ago playing football. I passed the ball to someone 5 yards away and just went, oh, I've hurt myself.
Jeez.
I'm still stuck on, I broke my spine.
Yeah. I was playing in goal and I jumped like that and I landed on my head. It's got to be.
God.
Yeah, I'm just Mr. Casualty.
Goodness
gracious.
I don't
play sports anymore. I've got a bit of fat, but at least I'm still alive.
We could have started this off with, hey, rapid fire, tell us all your injuries, and that would have taken us to the end of the show.
The whole show.
What is it? That would have been the last 15 right there.
Oh, one last one for you. We were on a skiing trip, and I slipped. First day, I fell off the ski lift. So I never actually skied down the mountain. And then we went for lunch and I slipped in the restaurant and tore my ligament. That's the first time I tore it. So it's just, I've just got a crap ligament. I just keep tearing it in the restaurant. And
do they keep replacing this ligament with like a pig's ligament or something like that?
So you're just fix it.
They just have a bunch of Bob Macon.
I just feel like
pigs is out.
It's Bob again. Let's give him some, you know. He's passed the quota for visits.
Just give him some painkillers. He'll be fine.
Some pig parts. Yeah. Put him on his way. When you're preparing your breakfast in the morning and the toast pops out of the toaster or English muffin or what have you, and you go to put on either some butter, peanut butter, cream cheese,
beans.
What do you reach for? A spoon or a knife?
Why would you a spoon? I was not expecting you to say a spoon. Why would you use a spoon?
Exactly.
No.
But people do it.
Desperate people, maybe.
I've seen
I'm
it.
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
They take a spoon and they take a glob out and they smear with the backside of the spoon.
What the hell is wrong?
It's like how psychotics are born.
I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to make a purpose of having like toast and I'm going to quietly get the butter out in front of my wife and just stare in the eye, get a spoon and just smother it on and see what she does.
Who the fuck are you?
I have a feeling this might be another dumb way you injure yourself, if I'm being completely honest.
I'll slip on a spoon, it'll go my ass.
I was buttering my toast with a spoon and I tore my ACL.
And then I broke my spine.
Oh, why did you do that?
When you put on your shoes, are you sock shoe or sock shoe sock shoe?
Mm-hmm. I was just laughing because I was waiting for you to say shoe sock.
Well, it is COVID, so who knows? People are losing their minds out there, so who knows what the hell people are doing?
Why? Well, no, you put your socks on first because otherwise your foot gets cold.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a fair answer.
It's a very reasoned, rational, sane response to that question.
Yeah, you got to. I'd probably lose it to frostbite, so I've got to get it on quick.
What word best describes you when you're drunk?
Louder.
That's a good one.
I like that. That's a really good one.
Have you ever open palm slapped the shit out of somebody, and why?
You mean literally bang?
Like just whack,
slap them? Oh, I don't think so. I'm not that aggressive. I'm sure I would have liked to.
Listen, sometimes you're just in a point where you're just like, I need to slap this motherfucker right now.
I've probably done it to my sister when I was younger. There's got to be a time that
that's totally. Yeah. I feel like that's in like the parenting handbook of this is this shit that's gonna happen. Your siblings are gonna slap each other and just deal with. Like, I have a son and a daughter, and I just know that they're just gonna end up beating the crap out of each other.
It's gonna happen. They'll love each other, but hate each other.
Indeed.
Yeah. So probably I'll say Pippa, my sister. And if I haven't, I'd like to. So
fair.
Bring it on.
That's fair.
She's in Australia now, so it'll take 24-hour flight, and I'll land. Bang!
Just smack.
You. See you next time.
You're like, hey, I'm at the airport. Meet me there.
Yeah, meet me there.
For one good one, and then all right.
Just go back through.
Sorry, can't stay. COVID. Gotta go. COVID.
Let's put a little white glove on. Is cereal a soup?
Cereal? No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No, because it's dry, isn't it? And then you add the milk. No.
Well, a cereal and milk, a soup. Like, is a bowl of cereal with milk a soup?
No, because no.
Okay. Listen, you don't have to explain. It's rapid fire. We don't need reasons. Okay. What's your favorite?
It's going to nod the brain tonight.
It will. Okay. We'll get an email later. our Steam codes are going to be revoked for the game. It's going to be like, listen, you motherfuckers kept me up to like 4 a.m. thinking if cereal was a soup.
Thinking about these dumbass questions.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Oh, wow. That's a big question. I like Return of the Jedi. That was the first one I saw. I saw them backwards when I was a kid. So I saw 6x4. But I'm also a bit of as rubbish as the new ones are, I'm a bit of a sucker for Revenge of the Sith. It's where it all comes together, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
But it's not the best one, though. Return of the Jedi.
What is your favorite co-op game?
Fish tanks.
That it would be real dumb if you didn't say that. Just like,
right.
You know,
all right. How about not including that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Put some thought into it.
Do you know what? The best game that I've played that isn't co-op, but we played at co-op is, and I've heard so many people say this, Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So me and my mate used to play it until the early hours of the morning and take it in turns when you died. You like level or a life type thing you used to do with Super Mario and stuff. And then, when we died, we used to pass it on and it was great. Yeah.
And it also has that figuring shit out aspect of it. Exactly. It's almost like an escape room.
Yeah.
You know, like that collaborative escape room type stuff. I'm going to go back to Star Wars. What is the best droid?
R2-D2. He's there.
I know. I see him. That's right. That's where I'm going with Star Wars. I saw him. I was like, oh, Star Wars. Here we go.
What do you think people notice most about you?
My hair. Mm. My hair gets big. It's pumped down by these headphones, but yeah, it gets big and poofy. I've also found pomade, which is a recent addition to my
life. Oh, hey.
This nice way.
It does look nice.
And I've got like a quantum leap Dr. Sam Beck.
Yeah, you got a little streak. Yeah. It's very nice. Yeah.
A little rogue action going on over there.
Just a little reminder that we're dying slowly every day.
Yeah.
every time I get one of my sideburns, I'm like, oh, Jesus, it's coming. Shit, I was just going to say. Oh, at what point, at what age were you when you first said, I'm too old for this shit?
Mm. Oh, God.
When did you finally realize it?
It's probably quite recent, within the last few years, when there's a few of us in the office and they're going on about things and I'm just like, oh no, I'm old. So, I'm going to say I'm 34 now. I'm going to say probably about 31, 32.
So to be clear, it wasn't the moment that you passed a soccer ball and broke your hip. Just to be clear, that wasn't when you said, whoa, I'm old. Either that or you just, are you lactose intolerant? You're not getting enough milk? Like, what's happening over there?
Oh, I don't know. It just popped out. Just popped out and broke my hip.
First of all, we're the same age, so I don't want you to feel like you're old. And Andy's older than both of us. Right. So let's just make something very clear.
It's something that they were all talking about in the office. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? Then they start explaining. I'm like, do you know what? I don't care.
I'll be in my office. Let me know if anything not that happens.
It's the TikTok. I don't want to know about that shit.
I can't. I've tried. I can't do it.
This is appropriate. What is a body part you wouldn't mind losing?
Oh.
So imagine after your, 500 or so bodily injuries, something just comes off permanently.
You know,
you're like, eh, that's all right.
I wouldn't mind losing. I think I could survive losing a foot or a lower leg. I think anything above the knee would get really depressing. But if you've got that knee, that bit of flexibility and stuff, and also my right ankle's knacked from playing football as well. So chop that off and I'll probably be better off.
All right. Yeah. Probably be more stable.
Yeah, probably.
Do you play any musical instruments?
I dabble. I can play Lady Madonna perfectly on the piano.
It's a good song.
And that is my party trick. But that's it. That's all I can play on the piano.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What is the most ridiculous thing someone tricked you into doing?
Marrying her?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a spicy answer. And I love it.
Leaving our jobs and starting a game studio?
Making a game about fucking fish tanks?
It's going to be.
Goodness.
So many.
What would you rather do? Parachute or bungee jump?
Oh God, parachute. I saw them test a bungee jump cord with like a weight and it wasn't attached. And it just.
And that was it.
And I was like, oh, that's that ambition gone. I never want to do that. I would have loved to have done it. And I just saw that and I went, nope.
So did you see that like in person? They were like, no, yeah. See, it won't break. And they're like, oh, yeah. Shit.
They were just testing it. It was off a crane. It was in a pub car park. So it was on concrete as well.
Oh, good
Lord.
That's
the first thing. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it over the river or the ocean or something.
Yeah. You know, fish tanks.
But yeah, man, I saw them drop this bag of concrete and it just landed. And I was like, nope. No, thank you.
What is your alcoholic beverage of choice?
At the minute, it's BrewDog. Do you have BrewDog?
It's a
Scottish beer. There's quite a few. There's one called Elvis Juice, which I quite like. It's got a bit of a grapefruit. It's got grapefruit in it. It's nice, yeah. Like IPA, because I'm whatever it is.
What has been your go-to meal in quarantine?
Mm. Oof. So many. The go-to meal is a chicken parmo, which you can only get in Teesside. So it's a chicken breast fillet thing with breadcrumbs deep fried with bechamel sauce, like the cheesy sauce. Yeah. And then it's got cheese on top and it's grilled. And then the best one that from down the road, they put pulled pork on it. Ooh, and you have a garlic sauce. And it's about 5,000 calories, but it's
you live where again, and where can I get this?
It's in Middlesbrough, in the northeast of England. Honestly, it's incredible.
Goodness,
it's incredible.
Oh God, it sounds delicious.
Yeah,
cake or pie?
Well, to me, a pie is like, I don't think it's what you lot, like Americans call a pie, because. A pie to me is like a meat pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, see, yeah. You do that thing, yeah.
So in that case, cake.
Interesting. So you don't have like fruit pies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do.
Do you
and they're called pies. Yeah. I just thought it was steak and kidney. If someone said to me, do you want a steak and kidney pie or a piece of cake, I'd say the cake. Mm.
I mean, yeah, I, that is me too, for that matter.
Then again, I don't know. That could change every other day, I think.
Sure. All right, Andy, one more question, then I'll hit it with the final.
All right. I feel like he's built for this question. Give us a non-inspirational quote.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
I like it
because I'm reading the Nike book. I'm reading the Nike Shoe Dog book. I just saw the tick and just do it. It's like, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Think twice.
Go home and go to bed.
Yeah. Perhaps not? Question mark. But what if no? Those are all good.
Why bother?
Yeah. Why bother? Why? All right. Final question, Bob. I know you know this question because you've listened to the show before, so it's very simple. And I'm on a losing streak here, but it's Andy or Steven?
I'm going to go with Andy because I can actually see him.
This is becoming a tradition. This is a problem.
I can see into his dreamy
eyes. This is a problem.
First of all, I'm going to call bullshit on you, Steven.
Why is that?
For saying that losing streak. Now,
I'm on a losing streak.
You're trying to gain some sympathy.
It's a thing that's happening.
I'm glad you lost.
You know.
Yeah. I want to search your shelf, Andy. It looks like a good shelf.
There's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happening back there.
Tip of the iceberg, though.
I just reorganized my book tchotchke display case thing. It's nice.
I color coordinated my bookshelf the other day. And then I realized so all the books go from blue to yellow to white.
Oh, that's just, okay.
And I did it and I was like, oh no, lockdown. Oh,
quarantine
no.
Quarantine has certainly done it.
I'm at that stage.
Oh, yeah. I actually have another question.
I got one too, actually.
Okay.
I can do this all night.
What you playing in that PS5 behind you?
Mm. Oh God, Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Okay.
Oh, I'm on 87 hours.
Nice.
I completed the mission and I'm just like, there's 400 collectibles. I've got nothing else to do. I can't go outside, so why not?
All right, Andy, go ahead. Ask one more and then we'll get out of here.
If I send you a empty box with a return label, can we get some of those fish tank shirts?
Yeah. You don't send me a box. I'll just send you them. Then we're paying for two lots of postage. That's crazy. How much would it cost to send an empty box?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Let's.
Yeah, I feel like that's a
why go the easy route
for science? You know,
do they ask you what's in Britain? They ask us what's in the box.
You know,
and
what
they say? Well, what's in the box? And you say nothing.
The other day,
COVID.
What are you doing with that?
I went to FedEx. And this guy was like, what's in the box? I was like, my undying love. What's your fucking business in the box? What's your concern, guy behind the FedEx counter? What's in my box?
Well, that's it.
When is Paltrow's head's in the box?
they write what's on it, and we've got family in Australia, and they send us presents and stuff that says on it, there's a jumper and some sweets. And you're like, well, now I know what it is. There's no point in opening it. It takes the fun away.
No, terrible. What are they Postal thinking? What are they thinking? Folks, that's going to do it for the show. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again next week. We got more indie dev. We do it every single week. So if you like what you hear, if you like what you're watching, please hit the subscribe button. Follow us everywhere, especially on YouTube. We're just about to hit 500. We probably already hit 500 subs by the time you're listening to this. So we appreciate you all doing that. Remember, the show posts each and every Friday if you're listening pleasure on your podcast service of choice, and our other show posts on Tuesdays. If you want to follow us on social media, we are at @duel_screens on Twitter. We are at NDS Podcast on Instagram. I am at Batchild27. Andy is at PantsGuy. And our Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/DS Podcasts. And if you want to check us out every Tuesday, record Crossplay Podcast, that is on twitch.tv/dualscreenstreams. Bob, where can everybody find you, Fish Tanks, and everything else?
You can find Fish Tanks on Steam. It's on there to wishlist now. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Sock Monkey Studios and Sock Monkey Limited. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I just rant about football and COVID and everything, really. I'm making socks on Twitter.
You also mentioned that you're going to be doing a lot of contests and stuff. Can you pitch any of that stuff?
Yeah. We're doing a competition, not quite yet. It'll be in a few weeks with the Xbox, the Pop Art for the controllers. And some more merch. We're going to just do them every so often, really. We've got like shitloads of it, so which we've planned to give away at shows, and now we can't, so we're just going to give it away anyway.
And they just got to follow you.
Cool. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter will be all over that.
Awesome. Well, this was a fantastic show. This was great, Bob. You're fantastic. We can't wait to see more of Fish Tanks, and maybe after you guys officially release and, you know, all that stuff, we'll get you back on the show and talk about it.
That'd be great.
And all that fun stuff. This was a fantastic show. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, listeners. Andy, is there anything you want to tell the folks before we go?
I think you should just, you know, approach the world with an open mind and expand yourself to new things, and eat a fish stick every once in a while.
Indeed.
Delicious.
Thank you, guys. And as always, please be excellent to each other.